It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Yes, it's Friday, Fab Four Friday, on a Fractious Friday, and I'm sure neither one of you know anything about Fractious Friday. I won't even quiz you on that. But I did quiz them on Fab Four, and one out of two knew the answer. So it's a Fab Four Friday. It's the last Friday of the month, the 31st, last day of the month, the 31st. I'm Larry Tuneforce, live from Laughlin in the studio here with Speak Out 2.0, brought to you every day by Mojave Shred, Perkins Family Restaurant, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron's Pest Solutions, and Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman. Now, our guests today are, we have Ashley Gritch.
Garrett,
I'm going to get it right. Yeah. Garrett from Ace Plumbing. And we have Leslie Chester, and how do you say,
Firefly.
Not just Firefly, Fire-a-fly.
Firefly.
Fly-a-fly, okay. She's a photographer, and the two of them are going to be here with us for the whole hour because they're both members of the Colorado River Women's Council, and we're going to talk all about the Women's Council for the next hour, and if you have any questions, you can call in, of course, at 702-298-1063, and we'll fade out our Beatles here, and welcome, ladies.
Welcome.
Yeah, and I need to turn down this radio over here, which I should have done a few minutes ago. And tell us, well, first of all, let's start with Ace Plumbing. Tell us a little bit about Ace Plumbing, Ashley.
Well, we service the tri-state area. We're residential and commercial, and we have a 24-hour service. We do not take any breaks at all, so we're always on the line as far as if anybody needs us. And yeah, we are we do water softeners, toilet clogs, anything, repipes, we do it all. So
okay, mostly home, or do you residential, or do you do commercial also?
We do a lot of commercial in the tri-state area.
All right. Mm-hmm. And all three states?
Yes.
Oh, good. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Photography. Now, are people hire you to do photography, or you just do your own?
I do. This last year, I started doing some school photography for the area. Jan and Craig with Camera Works retired. I was lucky enough to kind of pick up some of those pieces that they left behind and that hole in the community that they kind of left. So, doing sports photography, you know, baseball, softball, all that, like for the leagues and schools.
Okay. All right. And you're a local graduate, right?
Yes.
You're not.
I am.
You are?
Yes, I am.
Oh, where'd you graduate from?
Milk.
Oh, from Milk. Okay. Leslie just went, oh, that's interesting. And Leslie, you graduated from Mojave?
Yes.
Okay.
94.
Class of 94. So, local girls running their own companies, and you're both in the Colorado River Women's Council.
Yes.
Tell us about the Women's Council, because, Leslie, you're there marketing person right now?
Yep. I'm the current PR media chair, and I believe we just had our elections, and the new board will be taking over this coming month. I will not be on the board next year, but Jessica Terry will be taking the PR media place, and she's going to do a fantastic job.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Well, she works in the same office as Carrie, who's the president, right? So
Yes. She
can't mess up. Yeah.
No.
All right. So tell us about the Women's Council. What is the purpose of the Women's Council?
So the purpose of the Women's Council is we're there for to help with leadership and business communities and things like that. We're just there to help basically like, I can't put my words together today, but we just do a great job. I don't know. We help the community and,
You're a branch of the chamber, right?
Yes, we are an arm of the chamber.
Okay.
I know that, sorry, I'm just not prepared.
So years ago it was called, go ahead, no? Oh, okay, years ago it was called Chambermaids,
yes,
right?
Yes,
and I think Rita Brown is the only member that was a chambermaid that is now, go ahead and pull it right up near your mouth. A little closer.
Closer,
there you
closer.
Go. There
okay.
you go. I think Rita Brown is the only one who is was an original chambermaid and is now with the Women's Council. And so it started as Chambermaids, but somebody along the line decided, well, that's not cool. Let's change our name.
Right. Yes.
So up came the Colorado River Women's Council.
Yes.
And then, of course, the big thing that the public all knows you for, but probably don't know it's you, is the Boombox Parade.
Correct.
Everybody knows about the parade every year. It's the first Friday of December. But they might not know it's all the women that put it on.
Correct.
Yeah. And every year there's a chair, and then there's a whole bunch of volunteers that put it together, and and I help out with the judges. But and Kathy Stubblefield's chaired it for, I think, 18 years or 17 years or something, and she retired.
Right. This year she's passed
it
on.
And so she passed the wand on to Sharon, right?
Yep.
Yes.
Sharon Link, yep.
Yep.
Which is now our new vice president.
Oh, she's the vice president. Whoa, she can be busy.
Yes.
Yeah, but she's retired, right?
Yes.
Okay, good thing.
Not from our board, though.
No, she just got into the board. So now, besides the Boombox Parade, tell us about Polk.
Okay.
Which one of you want to talk about Polk?
What am I going to say? So Polk is Protect Our Kids' Environment. Basically, we, you know, we're committed to the safety of school-age children enrolled in the local schools throughout the Colorado River region. We assist with the school district to help establish, like, the safety of the kids. Basically, we want to meet with the schools and find out what their safety needs are. And, like, this last year, we kind of helped... Oh, I thought you were sending me something there. So basically, we just kind of help with like supplies and things like that for disaster situations, and
right.
and you know, hopefully never happens, or but maybe some type of terrorist or active shooter situation.
And you put and doing that, you put stuff right in the classroom,
yes.
right?
Yes.
Covered the whole valley here.
Yes,
from Laughlin to Needles and Bullhead and everywhere in between.
Mm-hmm.
So, what are some of those items?
As far as the buckets, I know one of the things that we've done is, we've done like the door, bars for the door for people not to get in them. It's like a sleeve that you put on the door.
Right.
That way, the shooter can't get in the room. The buckets themselves are just kind of like, necessary items in case of a lockdown.
Okay. So if they're locked down in that room for a few hours or so.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's Polk. And then you have Women Helping Women.
Right.
Ashley, you tell us about Women Helping Women.
Yeah, sure. So Women Helping Women is basically a group of our committee that plans this event every year. And it basically brings in the women from all of the, how would I say it, a...
Safe House.
Yeah, the Safe House.
Some of the
younger
living
groups.
Homes.
Yes, yes. Right. So, the rehabilitation
right.
centers. So basically what we do is we put on this event for the women, and we try to get them clothes as far as getting a job or interviews or things like that. So it's pretty much professional clothes. And then we go on to teach them how to go through the interview process. And we have speakers that come in and tell the women how to do that, and we kind of tell them what somebody's going to expect when they actually go into an interview. And then we also help them kind of feel important and special and pretty, because we kind of bring in these vendors from different areas, whether it's nails, massage, hair. It's just a day about them, to show them that they can do whatever they want to do.
Right.
And they can get to where they need to be safe, and they can get jobs, and they're not alone. So it's a really great program. Every year it's been going on. I think I don't know if it's been longer than I've been alive.
I'm not sure how many.
I don't think it's been that long.
It has. I think it's been about 20 years.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Well, and you're not 20, so stop
I'm
that.
In my 20s.
Yeah,
so.
But you're not 20.
So, yeah, it's a really great program, I think. It is.
And then there's the leadership program.
Yeah, leadership program's a 9-month program, and basically you attend one class a month, and each class is specified for different divisions of learning about how the community works, learning about how our local government works, you know. It's a great program if you want to get a little bit more involved, and it's complete with a graduation ceremony and everything. So at the end of the 9-month program, you can graduate. You get a certificate saying you graduate. But it's designed to build leadership within the community.
Right. And you're a graduate of it?
I am not.
You aren't? What?
I am not. I need to take this class. I know, every
but
year.
Ashley, you just graduated, right?
No, I graduated with a bachelor's degree in leadership.
I'm talking about
the
leadership.
Not. I have not attended it.
So neither one of you have attended?
I have not attended it. I've been back in this community for years.
I want you to know that I am a graduate of the program.
Yay.
In 2006. Yeah. Gee, ladies, both of you have not been through the program yet?
Well, I've been back in the community for 4 years.
Do we have a SWAT here in the studio that we should use? Like when you used to go to the principal's office, you know, a whack.
Just slap me on the wrist.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Gee whiz.
I know. It's on my agenda to do. It really is.
So it's a 9-month program. They meet once a month. And then they also adopt some kind of a project in the community?
Yes.
Right.
Yes. The class kind of comes up with a class that
yes,
they're
all
going to do.
They kind of, all of the women that are in, or women and gentlemen actually,
I was gonna say.
Are in the group, they kind of present their ideas, all of them. And then once they find a good idea, all of them are good, of course, but they choose one, and then they go through the entire process during that 9 months, and at the end, they have something to show for it, and it's for the community. So this year,
we did mile markers,
right.
And they did a playground for them, so that was really great.
Oh, yeah. Looks like a lot of work went into it, and it looks like it was a great thing.
Oh, and by the way, your current president just texted me and said, we're killing it. We're doing a good job.
Yay.
Yeah. It's nice that Jennifer
can
listen.
Yay, because I was feeling like we did terrible because we couldn't remember things.
Yeah. Jennifer's also critiquing it. She's taking notes.
Right.
But so mile markers this year. I know a couple years ago they did milk. They did a whole playground there,
mm-hmm.
and increased that, I think, over the years. And probably the biggest one that another big one that the community doesn't realize, but they see it all the time, is the stage. That portable stage that is owned by the city, mm-hmm. was a project out of the Colorado River Women's Council.
Oh.
And some of those people, long after the leadership program, kept hanging in there just to get that done, you know, doing fundraisers and stuff along the way. But that's how they got that stage. So
that's incredible. I didn't know about that.
See, we
see what you guys learned?
We're missing out.
Yeah. Aren't you glad you came on the show today? Yeah.
Out.
So now, who started the leadership program?
I believe it was Olivia McCormick.
It was Olivia McCormick, yes. And back then, it was two programs. It was the leadership program was one. Yeah, you scored a point here. Yeah. It was the leadership program was one, but then right around the end of it, you went into the government side of it, and it was in the night, and it was like for 8 or 9 months also, but it was one evening, so it was just 3 hours, and it was all learning about the government of the city and the county and how they work and everything. But now I think they've, with Lance doing it and
Norma,
they've combined it all into one. And so when I was at the fire department, I used to bring the class to the fire department, and I ran the day for marketing and information.
Oh, nice.
And the firefighters would cook them lunch.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah. And then they went and toured the newspaper, TV2 or whatever.
Right.
And so I think Lance is doing all that now. So how do they get into the leadership program if someone's interested?
So we take applications in the fall. And then once those applications are done, I mean, some people get sponsored to be in the program. Some people, you know, pay to be in the program. But again, it's a 9-month program, and It does start in the fall and ends in May, so I think it's September to May. They can go to our website, ColoradoRiverWomen'sCouncil.info, and there's the applications online. We also share it on Facebook and all that, so it's accessible.
Okay. And what's the cost?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I have to say I don't know.
Okay.
I've looked at it one time, and I don't want to misquote what the price was.
Right.
If somebody on Women's Council is listening right now and they want to text me what the price of, like, Jennifer,
Because I think at one point in time it was $200, and it was the employer paid $100, but then the student had to pay the
$100. That's what I'm thinking. I was going to say around $200. I want to say
$250,
but
so,
I don't want to miss what
it was.
But I know that it's not a fundraiser. It pays for the program and
right.
where they go and bus transportation and everything else.
Right, so. Because it's a whole day. So
every
they,
day.
They get to go and they get to visit the city. They get to, like you said, they get to go to the fire department. They
right.
get to do all these things, and it's a whole day process. So they have to be able to pay for that, yeah.
Exactly. Yep.
It was $250.
And speaking of paying things, speaking of paying for things, I have to pay for things too. And so I'm going to take a break, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Nasty bugs in your home or business? No fun. Barron Pest Solutions can solve your problem. Pet-friendly treatment that turns bugs, termites, spiders, and scorpions away from your home or business. The last thing you want is visitors or customers seeing something crawling across your floor. Call Barron Pest Solutions today. Bugs gone tomorrow. How simple is that? Call 758-5499. Barron Pest Solutions, solving your bug problems. Barron Pest Solutions, quality, experience, family.
Most people think financing a new vehicle is a hassle. Not at Martin Swanee Hyundai. Right now, you can purchase a beautiful brand-new Kona, Santa Fe, or Tucson with payments for 72 months and 0% interest. Brand-new SUVs with no interest loans. Active first responders receive an additional $1,000 rebate. Pick your color. Pick your interior. Then picture your family in a brand-new Hyundai SUV. Come into Martin Swanee Hyundai today and take one for a spin. Stockton Hill Road, Kingman, or see MartinSwanneeHyundai.com.
Any private or public company that maintains personal consumer information or utilizes consumer reports, payroll, financial statements, or health records is now legally obligated to destroy that confidential data. Mojave Shred destroys paper and non-paper data, including hard drives. Locally owned and nationally recognized, Mojave Shred provides compliance training and administrative assistance in maintaining high data security standards at no cost to your business. Mojave Shred is flexible and maintains the highest standards in secure document destruction. MojaveShred.com.
Everybody loves strawberries, and it's strawberry time at Perkins. Come and try the fresh strawberry croissant French toast platter, a flaky, buttery croissant dipped in our signature French toast batter, grilled and loaded with fresh, sweet glazed strawberries and Bavarian cream. Or the fresh strawberry chicken salad, smoked pulled chicken, fresh strawberries, glazed walnuts, and feta cheese, served with our house-made strawberry balsamic vinaigrette. Perkins, 2250 Highway 95 in Bullhead City.
Summer is almost here. Hydration is important for every day. And hi, this is Herb from Herb's Herbs. With proper hydration, you will prevent many illnesses during warmer months. You can prevent heat stroke and exhaustion by hydrating your body. Herb's Herbs has a full line of hydration products and electrolytes. Also, we carry a large line of sports products. For your skin, to protect it, we carry Badger sunscreen. See you at Herb's Herbs, Main Street.
And it's a Fab Four Friday. Larry Toonforce live in the studio in Laughlin for Speak Out 2.0. And you know, we're the little stepchild of Speak Out. Speak Out's 20 years old. And, of course, they got bragging rights, but we're almost a year old, I think. And Speak Out Today is brought to you in every weekday by Mojave Shred. If you need secure document protection, if you deal with customers' information, then you need to securely destroy that. And you need Mojave Shred. Give them a call. Perkins Family Restaurant, where they serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner, pies and muffins and cookies. And for the pies and the muffins and cookies are the reason that I have a gut. You know, it's great food, let me tell you. And they're coming to Kingman. Mojave Electric Cooperative, where they're just not your electric company, they also give you an opportunity to save money. If you have a co-op connection card, stop by their office on Hancock Road, pick one up, and you'll save money everywhere in town. So you want to do that. Also, brought to you by Barron's Pest Solutions. And I just had them at my house again. They take care of your bugs and your spiders and your scorpions and your termites. And if you need them, they do bee removal. And that's not a problem for them. And then Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman, where, of course, anytime you want, you can test drive anything on the lot. But you can also order a Hyundai, and you can order a brand new one for under $20,000 if you want to pick your color and pick your interior, if you want cloth or leather and what type and style. And you can do it all right there in Kingman. And if you have any questions for our guests, you can call in at 702-298-1063. Or if you're the current president and you want to correct anything that we said, you can give us a call at 702-298-1063. All right, ladies, we're back. So it's actually 250 for the leadership program.
Correct.
Right?
Yes, yeah. 250.
We all got the same text.
Right.
So it's 250, and then I think it's partly by paid by the...
Right. The employer pays $200, and then the actual applicant will pay $50.
Right. So maybe your employer can pay $200.
Yeah, that'd be nice. I don't know if the boss would let me do that.
And your employer, too.
Okay.
Yeah. So next year.
Maybe next year.
Okay. So we got our first two participants for the next time around.
Wait, so, it's an application process, remember.
Oh, that's right. It's an application process.
You have
process.
To be
yeah.
chosen.
All right. You have to be chosen. Well, I think you guys are a shoe-in.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We appreciate that.
Yeah. So, you know, Carrie, your current vice president is going to become president. Mm-hmm. She came up with this idea, and I stole it from her, by the way.
Oh.
Yeah, I liked her idea, so I stole it. And that's what it's all about in Bullhead City. You know, no need to reinvent the wheel. She came up with an idea of corporate sponsors for your programs. And so who are your corporate sponsors, and how does it work?
Okay, so we just launched the corporate partnership, corporate sponsors, this past year. Carrie did a great job putting everything together. So we have signature sponsors, and those sponsors are signature of certain events, right. You know. And then we have with Mattress Land and Furniture, Golden Vertex. We have Perkins, Advanced Animal Care. We have, I'm trying to think, I have a cheat sheet here. Mojave Electric Cooperative,
right.
Dot Foods. We also have VIP sponsorships, Tri-State Paint, Mission Bank, Breastman Construction.
Okay.
We have print and media sponsors, Silly Cactus, Murphy Broadcasting, Our Town Magazine as well.
Right. Perfect. Perfect. So, yeah, I stole that idea from her. I actually went and met with her, and our Kiwanis Club did the same thing. We didn't do them for specific events. We just did them for the full year.
This will be our first year doing for, specific events. Like,
right.
They can actually, you know, do... I mean, last year, obviously, that we could have them for Western Auction, or we could have them for
right.
the Black and White Ball and all that. But this year, you could actually be a sponsor for Polk, or you could
okay.
be for our other programs. You
yeah.
could be the sponsors for those programs.
And what we did in our club was we just went a set price for everybody the same for the full year. So they sponsor everything. So we put up our banner at every meeting and everything that we do,
mm-hmm.
every press release, they're all in them and everything. So, and it's a great idea, and it's a fantastic way to bring a lump of money into your program.
Yeah, and you can't say you stole the idea. It's community over competition. How's that?
Oh, okay.
Community
okay.
over competition.
All right. Okay. So now, what is GATE?
So GATE is... the Grant Assistance for Teachers and Educators. And basically what we do every year is we send out applications, and our committee or our chair will choose a certain amount of teachers or educators, for that matter, and they'll choose them to give them scholarships in order to do either projects or something that they're missing in the classroom, anything that will help them kind of... feed the knowledge to our future leaders.
Okay. So now you just presented some of those, right? Or awarded the winners?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's been ongoing since, I want to say, they've kind of been handing out some since January, February. They've
okay.
been slowly handing
mm-hmm.
out the...
Yeah, and I believe most of the schools have got...
okay, good.
Yeah, we had Malk and Young Scholars.
Mm-hmm.
All
yeah,
right.
Everybody's received theirs already.
Yes.
Okay. So now, the real reason you're here, and the big reason you're here, we have about a half an hour to talk about the Western Auction.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, Western Auction would be great.
Well, actually, you know what? Let me stop you. Before we talked about the Western Auction, can we talk about the scholarships?
Sure.
Great, great, great. Yeah, so that was my... I chaired that committee this year, so I'm really fond of it. And we revamped it.
So we'll know more about it.
Yeah.
yeah. So we revamped it, and we chose four awesome winners, and they do a lot of community service, and they are going to be wonderful leaders in our community.
So who are they?
We have Christina Hensley, Stormy Venice, McKenna Burris, and Sienna Damaris.
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
So now Stormy is joining my Kiwanis Club.
I bet.
Yeah, yeah.
She was a wonderful applicant.
I know. She was a go-getter. You know, last year it was funny because I had asked her to be a boombox parade judge, and she turned me down. She said, I want to ride on my float because the Key Club built a big float. She was president of the Key Club at Mojave Accelerator.
How can you blame her?
I know. And so I said, well, it's okay. You don't have to do it. And
right.
She was, oh, good. Okay. You know, and so, and then now she is, like I said, moving from the Key Club at Melk and graduating and then joining our Kiwanis Club.
That is so awesome.
And she was the only student at Mojave Accelerated this year that graduated with her AA and her high school diploma.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Incredible.
So, yeah. And
incredible.
That's tough to do. I think Mojave has a lot. Actually, and you probably, neither one of you probably know who the first student was to do that years ago.
Mm-mm.
Kathy Stubblefield's son.
Oh,
yeah.
Very cool.
Brady,
awesome.
Brady was one of the, he was the first one in our area that graduated. And, that, and then, because of the way the graduations worked, he graduated on a Wednesday night from MCC with his AA and a Thursday night from Mojave with his high school diploma. So it was like, wow, you know. And so now, I know just a couple years ago, Mojave had 22 kids that did that.
That's
so
amazing.
Yeah. And I had Casey Mulligan in here a couple weeks ago, and he was talking about how their classes are a little bit different that they're taking. They're more challenging, but mm-hmm. they get high school credit and college credit.
Right, which is really nice.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great program.
Yeah, when you can walk away at 18 years old with an AA and then just ready to, you know, knock out a few prerequisites and go into some kind of a program.
Right.
So, which Stormy wants to be a dental hygienist.
Right, yes.
So she said, hey, I've got a few prerequisites I got to nail out, and then I'm ready for the program.
Yep.
So yeah.
We love giving back to the community.
Yeah.
So as far as next year's scholarships, we promote anyone that is trying to go to a vocational school, a secondary school, a community college, a university, it doesn't matter, a trade school. We want more opportunity for the community. So
right.
Basically, if anybody is wanting to go back to school or further their education, then we encourage them to apply next year because we are more than happy to look over their applications.
Okay, good deal. So, and they just submit those through the school, their counselor or whatever?
Yeah, they can go actually straight to our website and we have the applications there. And then we also have press releases or Facebook.
We've dropped them off at many of the schools as well.
Yes, right. We email them to all the schools. So everybody gets the opportunity. But if they are not part of the school, then they can definitely go on the website.
Okay, good deal. All right, we're going to take a break, and then we'll come back and talk about Western Auction.
Come on, boy. Ready?
Meet Tom.
There you go, Rufus. Bring it back now.
Tom saves money on everything Rufus loves by using his Co-op Connections card.
Oh, now that's a good boy. You want another treat?
Saving money on your pets is easy with Co-op Connections. Get discounts on veterinary visits, toys, grooming, and prescriptions.
Come on, boy. Bring it home now.
And best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Tom and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
If your business possesses sensitive documents, your compliance partner, Mojave Shred, is here to help. Sensitive information is as seemingly insignificant as a document with a person's name and address. Numerous laws put many businesses at risk of enormous fines and penalties. Mojave Shred provides compliance training and administrative assistance in maintaining high data security standards at no cost to your business. Serving the entire tri-state, Mojave Shred is flexible, affordable, and local. Nationally recognized certified secure destruction specialist. MojaveShred.com.
Most people think financing a new vehicle is a hassle. Not at Martin Swanee Hyundai. Right now, you can purchase a beautiful brand new Kona, Santa Fe, or Tucson with payments for 72 months and 0% interest. Brand new SUVs with no interest loan. Active first responders receive an additional $1,000 rebate. Pick your color, pick your interior, then picture your family in a brand new Hyundai SUV. Come into Martin Swanee Hyundai today and take one for a spin. Stockton Hill Road, Kingman, or see martinswanteehyundai.com.
Joe saw an old boat for sale on the side of the highway. It looked decent until he saw that nasty-looking interior. Joe made a lower-than-asking price offer, and he got the boat. He took it to the upholstery shop in Bullhead City. They did the carpet, engine cover, seats, and rails. Inside the boat looked like new. In just a few days, the boat's value increased right along with Joe's ego. Take it to Dave Miner at the upholstery shop. Highway 95 across from Carl's Jr. in Bullhead City. It's worth the drive.
A reverse mortgage can increase your cash flow and allow you to improve your financial security by helping you extend the life of your retirement savings. Hi, I'm Suzanne Causley, your reverse mortgage specialist with Mojave State Bank. Using the proceeds from a reverse mortgage can relieve you from monetary pressures and allow you to take control of your financial future. When considering if a reverse mortgage loan may be a smart financial solution for you, please contact me, Suzanne Causley, with Mojave State Bank.
Mojave State Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Oh, a very famous drum rip, you know, in the beginning of this song. I know. Ashley doesn't even know what this song is. You know.
I do. But
what's the name of it?
I have no idea. I know all the words. From Sunday Jam Session, but you know.
Oh, okay. All right. So we're back at Speak Out 2.0 with our sponsors, Mojave Shred, Perkins Family Restaurant, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron's Pest Solutions, and Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman. If you have any questions for these ladies about those programs we've talked about, give us a call, 702-298-1063. But, of course, to do all this, you need money, and one of their big fundraisers is actually a lot of fun because I emceed it for years. Jim Zaborski and I did it together using the fire department PA system, and then I retired, and then that's when it went other directions. But we did it for a long time, and tell us about the auction.
Yeah, you were one of our auctioneers 1 year, right?
Yeah, a lot of years, actually.
So our corporate sponsors for the Western Auction this year is Golden Vertex Corp and Dot Foods.
Okay.
Western Auction is July 20th. It starts at 5 p.m. Doors open at 5. The auction won't take place until, I believe, 6.
Yeah.
But
new location.
New location. It's going to be at the Fiesta RV Resort.
Wow.
So something we wanted to try, have a little bit more room so we can kind of have maybe some dance floor space for some boot scooting and dancing. So this is one of our largest fundraisers for, CRWC and,
right. For our listeners, that's Colorado River Women's
Colorado
Council.
Colorado River Women's Council. It's a lot to say sometimes.
I know.
So CRWC when you can.
That's why I write it down, so that way I don't mess it up when I say it.
It's the first Colorado River.
I say Colorado first. Women's. And I'm like, oh, my goodness.
So tickets are $25 each, or you can do a table. You're more than welcome to give Ashley a call.
Yes, please,
she's
call
doing
me.
Tickets and tables and all kinds of stuff. So if you want to give her a call at 520-831-3890.
And we're going to repeat that. 520-831-3890. Call me anytime, and I will be more than happy to either give you tickets or a table.
Right.
Correct. So what we do is it's like a quarter auction. There's a live auction, a silent auction, and a quarter auction. So
right.
You can win some great prizes or great auction items, I should say, for, 50 cents.
Yeah.
So you put your little quarters in the bucket and you raise your paddle, and we have an auctioneer that looks around the room and calls off the different numbers, and then we actually have a cowbell this year.
Oh, good.
Instead of the little air horns, and we're going to ring the cowbell for the auctioneer to stop, and that last number that's called wins that item.
Right.
So you don't have to put money in every single time. You just put your money in when you want to do the auction, when you want to have an auction item.
Right. So if you have an item that you present and somebody wants to buy it, then they throw their quarter in, then that gives them the right to put their
exactly
paddle
correct.
Up.
Mm-hmm. Correct. And then there's tons of silent auction items to look over. You can win a lot of great prizes that way. And then we have the live auction. For a lot of the larger items that are donated, we do a live auction.
Right.
And it gets pretty pretty crazy during the live auction sometimes.
Yep. And speaking about auctions, so if you guys decide that you know anybody or you guys have donations that you want to give, we are taking them still. And
you can drop them off at Mission Bank there in Bullhead City to Carrie or Jessica if you have, like, a gift basket you want to do, or if you have even just tickets to something that can be part of a gift basket.
Right, movie
or
theater. It really doesn't matter. And this community, this is a huge event. So it's definitely going to go back to the community.
Well, and this is a time for us to talk about the community, because when you have an organization like the Colorado River Women's Council, the Kiwanis Club, the Rotary Club, whatever, we all rely upon the community to be a part of it. You know, the community businesses, for the sponsorships, for the scholarships, for everything that we do. And so we couldn't do it if we didn't have the Dot Foods, the banks, the hospitals, the you know, restaurants, and all these people together that step up and help make our community work.
Right.
You know, they just don't open the doors of their business and serve food all day and go home.
No.
You know, they participate in stuff like this.
Right. Like, for this year, we have our food sponsor, which is Family Care.
Home and Health.
Right.
And then we have our saloon sponsor, which will be Kohler's this year. So
that's
exciting.
Yeah. Yeah. Are we having beer, or are we having custard?
Well, I guess we could do both.
Yeah.
You would have to talk to her about that.
Yeah. And, you know, and something else that they're doing, custard right now, they are teamed up with the food bank, or the, the blood bank.
Yes.
Yeah. And if you give a pint of blood, you get a certificate for a pint of custard.
Yeah, I saw that she was doing that.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
Again, you know, with the community, you know, you just, all these great businesses are coming into the area, Dot Foods, you know, Kohler's, things like that, and they're getting really involved, which is fantastic. So
right, and it's something we need to grow.
All of the money in for Western Auction goes right into our general fund. So it goes to help POC, it goes to help GATE, it goes to help our scholarship, it goes to help, you know, all of our programs.
Yeah.
Right, and even community
Women Helping Women, yeah.
Yeah. Well, and that's what it's all about. So give us the date again.
July 20th. Doors open at 5 p.m., and it's at the Fiesta RV Resort. Tickets are $25 each, or you can buy a table if you want. We have different sponsorships here. We have an Ace High sponsor. It's $275. It's a prime reserve table for eight. You'll have your company logo on the top. It includes dinner, tickets, and a half-page ad in our program. And then also your logo will be highlighted in the PowerPoint presentation as well during that. And then we have and that's $275. And then a Bucking Bronc sponsor for $100. And that's just a half-page ad in the program guide. So if you can't come to the auction, you still want to advertise in the program guide,
you're more than welcome to. And so speaking of the Fiesta RV and Mobile Home Resort, for anybody that doesn't know where that is or where that's located,
everybody drives by it every day.
Right.
They don't know the name
of
the place.
It's just north of Mojave Community College on the right-hand side, and it's 3190 Highway 95, Bullhead City, Arizona.
Yeah, that's right. You make the little curve there.
Right.
And everybody sees the wall. Everybody knows it's there, but nobody knows the name of the place.
And that community is quite big.
Yeah, it is.
You wouldn't know how big that community is.
And that room is actually larger than the chamber.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's huge.
Yes, the space issues that we've had by trying to pack the little tables in there, that will be resolved this year. We'll have some elbow room, and you'll be able to walk through your tables a little bit, you know, better this year.
Yeah, because the chamber gets tight sometimes.
A little bit, yeah, it does. But it's always been a great location for us.
So do you know some of the items that you're ready to raffle off?
Well, we have one, I believe, you know, I took a picture, obviously, Lower Antelope Canyon, beautiful area up in Page, Arizona, like the red rocks and stuff. I had it printed on a metal.
Very pretty.
So it's 20 by 30 inch
on
the metal, and it's at Mission Bank if you want to go see it. Stop by, say hi to Carrie.
We have a statue.
We have a statue, I believe that's Dr. Dahlman who donated it. Yeah, and Jessica, and he always does a really cool, like, sculpture every year.
That guy, if you go into his garage, it looks like a factory. You know, he's got all these strange parts and pieces all over the place. you know. And last time I was there, he had a boat, you know, his boat, but he had covered the front of the boat so he could lay out all these parts and pieces and everything that he had, because he welds all that stuff and puts it all together and creates all kinds of objects and statues and everything. So
yesterday we got a call from Dawn Edgar up in Las Vegas, and she used to be part of this community down here, and I think they still do quite a bit for our community. But she has a scuba shop, and she gave us some gift certificates for Water World, the scuba center up there.
Oh, great. All right. So you'll be auctioning those off.
Yep.
All right. And food goes a long way, too. You know, when you get a food certificate from somebody.
Oh, yeah. Last year I won, Perkins did the a pie a month for a year.
Isn't that great?
And no, I saw a few bids on it. I thought, okay, I'm going to bid on it. And, and I won it. And I actually gifted it to my parents because they love Perkins.
And you don't?
I love Perkins as well. I do. But a pie a month, I mean, I weigh like 115, 120. I don't know what I would be weighing after I had a pie a month.
Did you tell your kids you gave that away?
They have shared pie with us. So they're quite happy. They're
I'll
okay.
Bet.
They've shared the pie.
Yeah, they're sharing the wealth, man.
Yeah.
We had a Salvation Army dinner a couple years ago, and I won the one for the pie for a year.
Isn't that awesome?
Oh,
like
yeah.
Every month you could just go get a pie?
Yeah. It's the best thing. Rick should be punished for doing that because it's why we all have waistlines, you know. And, gosh, it's fantastic food, that's for sure. So now, the Western, is there enough parking there for everybody to show up that night? That's
plenty of parking, plenty of space. It's, like I said, something we wanted to try different this year. They've been more than incredible with being accommodative to us and accommodating. And it's just,
Though it's a Western auction, I still wear tennis shoes and shorts because, you know, it's warm that during July.
Yeah, you don't have to dress Western, although it is kind of fun, too. I think
exciting.
I finally got rid of my blingy jeans, but I did used to wear blingy jeans and cowboy boots and all that to it. I think I finally got rid of the blingy jeans, but I might have to go get a pair.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
well,
you're going to
go shopping just for the
event.
Yeah,
go shopping.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. So, ladies, what have we missed today? What else do we need to talk about? We've got about 3 or 4 minutes left.
Well, do we want to talk about our oncoming board?
Oh, yeah.
We just
had elections. One more time, though, I'd like to say tickets are $25. July 20th starts at 5 p.m. At Fiesta RV Resort in Bullhead City. Call Ashley for tickets, 520-831-3890. And,
well,
again, if you have an auction item, please.
You can call that same number if you need a plumber.
Yeah.
You know what? You can call that number for anything you want. As long as for the Western auction.
Yeah.
If you have anything you would like to donate, you know, if you're just any kind of company whatsoever, you can drop off anything over there at Mission Bank with Carrie and Jessica. So
we appreciate you and we love you. Thank you.
Yeah.
So the new board, we had our elections last month. The new board will be taking over shortly for the 2019-2020. We do have Carrie Ferris as president.
Right.
We have Sharon Link for our vice president. We have Melinda Sabraski, our treasurer.
Well, that's good. Melinda's been around here
a long time.
Was she a teacher, Ashley?
I did, because I thought maybe you'd want to share. I was talking a lot.
Yeah. Leslie, was she ever your teacher?
No.
No?
She
wasn't.
I was a Valley kid.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I think she passed it off to me because she can't say this last name. No.
No, I just talk a lot. I was like, hey.
All right, so.
Barb Zarzicki?
Zarzicki.
Zarzicki.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, Barb Zarzicki, which is amazing. So she'll be our secretary. Louise Zaborski is the past president. Ashley Garish was, this is spelled wrong, Garish.
I spelled
hospitality chair.
I thought Jennifer Portwood was past president.
Nope.
Not this year,
no. I think she wanted to just take a step back and join, do things with Stormy and all that kind of stuff. You know?
Yeah, because Stormy is graduated.
Yep.
So, yeah. And then we have Lori Deshane. She's our membership chair. And then Cheryl.
Is that Sharon? No.
Cheryl.
Oh, Cheryl chair.
Cheryl Patton is our program chair, and Jessica Terry is now our media and PR.
Okay, so that's your whole new board.
That's our whole new board.
It starts tomorrow, right? The first of next month?
Yep, it starts tomorrow.
We have our first board meeting on Monday, and we'll be doing a little bit of, you know, passing the torch, handing on the torch.
Oh, yeah.
Thing. You know, I know at least I will be with Jessica. So, but I,
so you said who is membership?
Membership is Lori DeShane.
Okay. So if you are interested, if there's ladies out there listening and they think, this sounds like a group I wouldn't mind helping out. Because there's no age requirement. It can be 18 or 80.
Right, and it doesn't cost anything.
It doesn't cost a thing. So, and Lori owns Culver's, so
right, yes,
all they
got
to do is stop into Culver's and ask for Lori and say, I want information about the Colorado River Women's
yes,
Council.
Yes, please do.
Yep.
Or probably
also,
go on your website.
You can also visit our website. The membership application's online at coloradoriverwomenscouncil.info, and you just click on the programs, and you go down to the membership, or you just go to the membership tab and... You know, it was right there, membership.
Or come to a meeting, which is Monday, where?
Board meetings are open to the public, but that's our board meeting. We do have luncheons the second Thursday of the month, so our next luncheon is June 13th. The cost is $15, and it will be at Covio.
Oh, okay. And who's
yeah,
the speaker?
So come down.
Do you know yet?
I'm not sure.
You always have a
good speaker.
We generally
have a speaker. I'm not sure if we have a speaker at this luncheon because we are installing the new board.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, it might be a little formal hand off the torch.
Yeah. Well, it'd be a great way, though, if you were interested in just being a member and coming and seeing what Colorado River Women's Council is about. It would be
right.
a great time to come because you'd be seeing the old board and the new board kind of passing the torch. Like
perfect.
Saying,
so. Okay. So now, Ashley, give your phone number one more time, just in case people want to get involved or donate a prize or buy some tickets.
Okay. It's 520-831-3890.
Okay. Ladies, thank you so much, both of you, for coming over today.
Thank you.
We got commercials now, and then it's a little community calendar, and we'll be right back.
Everybody loves strawberries, and it's strawberry time at Perkins. Come and try the fresh strawberry croissant French toast platter. A flaky, buttery croissant dipped in our signature French toast batter, grilled and loaded with fresh, sweet glazed strawberries and Bavarian cream. Or the fresh strawberry chicken salad. Smoked pulled chicken, fresh strawberries, glazed walnuts, and feta cheese. Served with our house-made strawberry balsamic vinaigrette. Perkins, 2250 Highway 95 in Bullhead City.
Not too many people are fans of bed bugs, termites, spiders, or scorpions. Homeowners that see them call Barron Pest Solutions. With over 50 years' experience, Barron Pest Solutions are the professionals when it comes to pest removal and preventing them from returning. If you have critters around your home that you want gone, call Barron at 758-5499. Monthly services are available, even for the winter visitors. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality, experience, family.
Any private or public company that maintains personal consumer information or utilizes consumer reports, payroll, financial statements, or health records is now legally obligated to destroy that confidential data. Mojave Shred destroys paper and non-paper data, including hard drives. Locally owned and nationally recognized, Mojave Shred provides compliance training and administrative assistance in maintaining high data security standards at no cost to your business. Mojave Shred is flexible and maintains the highest standards in secure document destruction. MojaveShred.com.
Meet Jenny.
Honey, we saved over $80 this month on groceries alone.
Jenny saves money at the grocery store using printable coupons from the Co-op Connections program.
Wow, how'd you save all that money?
It's easy with Co-op Connections, the program that helps you save big on groceries and household items with coupons.com.
It's all thanks to Co-op Connections.
And best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Jenny and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
Banking has never been easier for Horizon Community Bank customers. It's the Horizon Community Bank mobile app, free of charge in the App Store on your mobile device. So easy to use. Check your balances, view transactions, deposit a check, pay bills, transfer funds, or locate an ATM no matter where you are. Fast, secure, and convenient. The Horizon Community Bank app. Visit your local Horizon Community Bank for more information about mobile banking in Havasu, Fort Mojave, Parker, and Portside. Member FDIC, Horizon Community Bank.
This is Debbie Pennington with your Better Business Bureau. Did you know BBB offers educational presentations to businesses and consumer groups? Scams, internet safety, and identity theft are just some of the topics covered by BBB. We also share how to research a business and how to submit a customer review. We even have programs and scholarships for students. Call your Better Business Bureau at 928-302-3701 to schedule a presentation today. Again, that's 928-302-3701.
And we're back at Speak Out 2.0 with Larry Toonforce live from the Laughlin Mall. Brought to you every day by Mojave Shred, Perkins Family Restaurant, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron's Pest Solutions, and Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman. And now it's community calendar time, where both girls put their headphones back on, but you don't have to have them on, because I do all the talking at this point in time, where we talk about the Western Romp coming up. Started last night, goes through Sunday night at the American Legion Post 60 here in Laughlin, and you can drop by and check that out. Blackbone Classic Rock Blues Band will be there. And questions, you have to check the website, ridepost60.com. Coming up tomorrow in Kingman, they have a farmer's market. This is at Thunder Event Center from 8 o'clock until noon. If you have any questions, call Tom, 928-542-6059. And then also tomorrow in the Walpi Mountains, they have National Trails Day from 8 until noon. So you might want to go up there and check that out. Coming up on the Wednesday next week, the 5th of June. Gosh, it's hard to say June already, but it's here. So the Colorado River Relay for Life, that's their kickoff party at JP's Bar, Pub, and Grill. And that's from 5 to 8. If you have any questions, you can call Karen Morris at 201-2327. Or you can call Debbie Hendren, and her phone is 202 is the area code, 805-5417. And then Thursday night, and I understand it is sold out, it's the River Fund 32nd Annual Chef's Fest. And that is at the Aquarius Casino, and starts at 5:30. Tickets are sold out, so you can't get any more. Next Friday, we have the Kingman Downtown First Friday. That starts at 6 o'clock. And then, of course, next Saturday, they again have a farmer's market in Kingman at the Thunder Event Center, 8 a.m. until noon, called Tom. Also, next Saturday, the 6th, is the Community Pride at Metcalf Park. And I'm going to have the gal on with that next week. That's from 8 a.m. until, or 10 a.m. until 8 p.m. So we'll learn more about that next week. Some community blood drives coming up next Sunday the 9th at the Knights of Columbus in Bullhead City. And we talked about it earlier. If you give a pint of blood, you get a certificate for a whole pint of custard. I guess that's Lori's way of replacing your blood. And that's at the Knights of Columbus from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. Any questions, call Valent at 877-258-4825. They have one the next day, Monday the 10th, at the Riverside Resort Casino, 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. And then they have one at the Nugget on the 11th, and I don't have the times. Something else coming up in Kingman is they have Coffee with Cops coming up on the 12th. So check that out. That's going to wrap it for Speak Out for this week. I'm Larry Toonforce, your host. It's going to can it for the tuna. I'm out of here. Sean Hannity after the